The Fears by Joy McLean. Hear the word of God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. 1 John 4, verse 18.
Fear of the unknown can make for some sleepless nights. There can be many fears during an adoption. What if our child doesn't bond well with us? What if the birth mother changes her mind? What if we can't raise the funds? The list of uncertainties, twists and turns, are as long as our imagination can chain them together. We are better prepared when we can have the mindset to expect the unexpected. But still, our fear is a very real emotion that can make for a not-so-enjoyable adoption experience. Scripture tells us that perfect love casts out all fear. If it were as easy to cast out our fears as it is to throw out the scraps from tonight's dinner, there would be no problem. But we can't pull all of our tumbling emotions into a pot and cast it into the garbage. Our emotions are wrapped up tightly around something that can cause a huge pull on our heart, a child. Because it is such an emotional journey, we can often be oriented by emotions instead of truth. Truth is what sets us free from fear. Truth and the power of God's love and the power of the gospel. The core of fear is simply that we do not trust God. You may claim to trust, but your actions prove otherwise. You may snap at your spouse in frustration. You may find you aren't sleeping well or are unable to concentrate. You may worry endlessly about how you are going to afford the cost of adoption. If love is the opposite of fear, then what would it look like for you to be free from fear? In all practicality, how does one go about being free from fear? We examine our hearts. We are honest and confess our fears. We rely upon God's word. Look for truth, not allowing emotions to overrun our thinking and decisions. We choose to believe. We speak the promises of God's faithfulness in His Word. We cast ourselves at the foot of the cross, in the shadow of His redeeming grace. You will deal with fear in your adopted child, a primal fear driven by the need for mere survival. Their fear may look like control and manipulation. Begin to pray now for your child. Pray that God would give you wisdom to recognize behavior that stems from fear. Pray that you would have strength as you walk through the process of bonding and as he or she begins to trust you. You will discover that you will learn much about your lack of trust towards your Heavenly Father as you watch your adopted child. Begin now to address the fears in your own heart. Begin to examine your heart, confess, search the Scripture for God's tender faithfulness, and cast yourself at the foot of the cross, the most perfect action of perfect love in all of history.